You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. My speech coaching advice for today revolves around speaking tips for your video production. I would imagine that many of you who are listening are in the business of producing videos. Either you produce them yourself or you work with a professional who does the technical work for you. Either way, it's important for you to know how to speak when you are producing a video. I've been producing my own videos for several years now. I started out hiring a technical video expert. When he said to me, "You're a professional speaker, but you don't have video on your website. You need it there." So we worked together for several years. I remember paying him $75 an hour for any recording and $150 an hour for editing. Eventually, he said to me, "Why are you paying this money? Why don't you learn how to do it yourself?" So I did, by going to a day-and-a-half workshop that he directed. Ever since then, I've produced my own videos. In fact, I have 48 videos on YouTube that you can check. The more recent ones I feel more satisfied with than I do the earlier ones, of course, because I feel that my technical ability and my presentation skills improved as I did more videos. One of the videos on there, Six Ways to Control Your Stage Fright, has attracted 49,000 plus views. So obviously, that's a topic that many people are interested in. But back to this topic, how to speak when you're producing videos. There are several tips that I want to share from my own experience. Number one, let your message come not from a written script, but from an outline of major points that you work with. If you have followed what I've said in other podcasts, and if you've read articles of mine, you know that that's my approach to giving speeches to a live audience, one that you're facing. It's much better to outline than to have what we used to call a manuscript. If you work in video and you're trying to follow a script, you'll probably sound like you're reading it. And even if you're successful in doing it, you possibly will sound like you've memorized it. So work instead from an outline of major points. What about teleprompters? My suggestion, even if you have access to a teleprompter, don't use it. Leave that to the professional television people who know how to set them up, how to pace them, and how to read them without sounding like readers. The best way, again, is just to rely on your notes occasionally. As I've said, write the major points on an outline, and then here's my recommendation as to how you can check that outline as you're speaking. Write it on something about the size of a steno pad, write it in large letters, your 5 or 6 points that you're going to make, then scotch tape that to a point on the tripod just underneath the camera so that you can let your eyes dart down there several times during your presentation without looking like you're checking anything. One of the ways that you can really relax as you're producing a video is to remember that you don't have to get it right on the first take. Remember, too, that people are only going to see one take, and that's the final version. Don't worry about having to make two or three or even more takes. In fact, in my own experience, I've found that regardless of how satisfied I might have been with a first take of a video, often the second or the third will be an improvement. When you begin your video, make sure that you smile before the camera even rolls so that when the camera comes on, you're smiling. Remember, too, that first 60 seconds is so important. This is a time for you to be very zippy, very upbeat, dynamic, interesting, alive, alert. Because when people cut on a video, if they're not satisfied by the first 60 seconds, you can be sure that they're going to switch to something else. What about your speaking speed? This is a time for you to speak faster than you normally would. One suggestion I'd make here is that you watch television broadcasters. Note how rapidly they speak. Why? Because they know that our attention can wander. We have a listening gap when somebody is going too slowly. So speak fairly rapidly, maybe much more than you're accustomed to doing. This could take some practice, but you'll get used to it. As for gesturing, gesture as you would in ordinary conversation. Not canned, not planned, just spontaneous, whatever you're feeling like doing to express your thoughts, do that with your hands and with your arms and even a nod of the head possibly. Keep a conversational tone in a video. Once more, you don't want to sound like you're lecturing, that you're reciting. You want to just have a one-on-one conversation with whoever is watching. This makes eye contact quite important, just as it is in a one-on-one conversation or in a regular speech with an audience. A final recommendation, have somebody else watch your video production, a version of it that you think is at the point someone else can help you with it. Have someone else watch it before you release it. They can be very valuable in pointing out how it can be improved, either in content or in delivery, possibly in both. I'll confess it, very recently I've produced a 10-minute video. My wife is a wonderful observer of what I do. She's a very constructive critic and a very candid one. I asked her to watch this video. She said, "I don't believe that's up to your standard." So the next morning, I spent a couple of hours re-recording the video and going through the production steps. Both of us were very pleased with the changes that I'd made as a result of her good critique. So have someone, family member, a professional speech coach, a colleague that you trust, someone who can be beneficial by giving you the right suggestions. As you implement these tips and strategies for your video production, you're going to be much more pleased, and believe me, your viewers will as well. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show. Here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton. I'm not afraid to
web trend information source, right here on EPN.